house of God. Send something for God's house, God's gonna put a miracle in your house. God. The house of God.
Hello, this is Radio Sub Ether, and this is probably the last radio program we are going to transmit. So listen carefully to the Discordian Hour. Birth of the Arisian movement. Just prior to the decade of the 1960s, when Sputnik was alone and new, and about the time that Ken Kesey took his first acid trip as a medical volunteer. Before underground newspapers, Vietnam, and talk of a second American Revolution. In the comparative quiet of the late 1950s, just before the idea of Renaissance became relevant. Two young Californians, known later as Omar Ravenhurst and Maliklips the Younger, were indulging in the habit of sipping coffee at an all-night bowling alley and generally solving the world's problems. This particular evening, the main subject of discussion was Discord, and they were complaining to each other of the personal confusion they felt in their respective lives.
Solve the problem of Discord, and all other problems will vanish.
Indeed. Chaos and strife are the roots of all confusion.
First, I must sprinkle you with fairy dust. Suddenly, the place became devoid of light. Then an utter silence enveloped them, and a great stillness was felt. Then came a blinding flash of intense light, as though their very psyches had gone nowhere. Then vision returned. The two were dazed, and neither moved nor spoke for several minutes. They looked around and saw that the bowlers were frozen like statues in a variety of comic positions, and that the bowling ball was steadfastly anchored to the floor only inches from the pins that it had been sent to scatter. The two looked at each other, totally unable to account for the phenomenon. The condition was one of suspension, and one noticed that the clock had stopped. They walked into the room a chimpanzee, shaggy and grey about the muscle, yet upright to his full 5 feet, and poised with natural majesty. He carried a scroll and walked to the young man.
Gentlemen, why does Pickering's moon go about in reverse orbit? Gentlemen, there are nipples on your chests. Do you give milk? And what, pray tell, gentlemen, is to be done about Heisenberg's law? Somebody had to put all of this confusion here.
And with that, he revealed his scroll. It was a diagram, like a yin-yang with a pentagon on one side and an apple on the other. And then he exploded and the two lost consciousness. They awoke to the sound of pins clattering and found the bowlers engaged in their game and the waitress busy with making coffee. It was apparent that their experience had been private. They discussed their strange encounter and reconstructed from memory the chimpanzee's diagram. Over the next 5 days, they searched libraries to find the significance of it, but were disappointed to uncover only references to Taoism, the Korean flag, and technocracy. It was not until they traced the Greek writing on the apple that they discovered the ancient goddess known to the Greeks as Eris and the Romans as Discordia. This was on the fifth night, and when they slept that night, each had a vivid dream of a splendid woman whose eyes were as soft as feather and as deep as eternity itself, and whose body was the spectacular dance of atoms and universes. Pyrotechnics of pure energy formed her flowing hair and rainbows manifested and dissolved as she spoke in a warm and gentle voice. I have come to tell you that you are free. Many ages ago, my consciousness left man that he might develop himself. I return to find this development approaching completion, but hindered by fear and by misunderstanding. You have built for yourselves psychic suits of armor and clad in them. Your vision is restricted. Your movements are clumsy and painful. Your skin is bruised and your spirit is broiled in the sun. I am chaos. I am the substance from which your artists and scientists build rhythms. I am the spirit with which your children and clowns laugh in happy anarchy. I am chaos. I am alive and I tell you that you are free. During the next month, they studied philosophies and theologies and learned that Eris or Discordia was primarily feared by the ancients as being disruptive. Indeed, the very concept of chaos was still considered equivalent to strife and treated as a negative.
No wonder things are all screwed up. They have got it all backwards.
They found that the principle of disorder was every much as significant as the principle of order. With this in mind, they studied the strange yin-yang. During a meditation one afternoon, a voice came to them. It is called the sacred cow. I appoint you keepers of it. Then you will find anything you like. Speak of me as Discord to show contrast to the Pentagon. Tell constricted mankind that there are no rules unless they choose to invent rules. Keep close the words of Sir Dusty. Tis an ill wind that blows no minds. And remember that there is no tyranny in a state of confusion. For further information, consult your pineal gland.
What is this? A religion based on the goddess of confusion? It's utter madness.
And with those words, each looked at the other in absolute awe. Omar began to giggle. Mel began to laugh. Omar began to jump up and down. Mel was hooting and hollering to beat all hell. And amid squeals of mirth and with tears on their cheeks, each appointed the other to be high priest of his own madness. And together they declared themselves to be a society of Discordia, for whatever that may turn out to be.
This was Subether Radio, the last broadcast from here, from Berlin, Altenburg. You can visit our website still at www.subether.de and can find information into or after the next 2 or 4 days there. And we say goodbye from here. My name was Sascha, and here also is
Nibbler.
Well, it's been a long time and we had much fun with this radio station, and I hope we will soon have another chance to get this experience. Goodbye, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
This is Scotty. I had a lot of fun doing this on this radio station, and I hope you'll listen to us at the Hex in 2 years, when we hopefully will be there. And thank you all for listening to us so long.
And this is Packet, and I wish you ewige Blumenkraft.
Okay, now we say goodbye with the DDR Nationalhymne.
The national anthem of the former German Democratic Republic.